Greetings, this is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Traditional Naturopathy Podcast. And I'd just like to take the very first few minutes of the podcast today and thank a listener for a great email that she sent. This particular listener, I won't give the name, but they said that they had just recently discovered. Matter of fact, I'll just read it. That's the best thing I can do here. It says, I have recently discovered the very informative and interesting Traditional Naturopath podcast. I admire the fact that you're not a practicing naturopath, but rather just share information from a love of naturopathy. I've always looking forward to always looking for a new podcast, as it's how I stay informed on whatever subject I seem to be discovering. I'm a mom with three children, therefore I get little reading time. I listen to the podcast on my 30-minute drive to work. My husband and I have to try to live as naturally as possible. We keep a garden, try to keep processed foods off the table, and use whole foods along with supplements as natural medicines. I have a 9-year-old with high-functioning autism and a 6-year-old with asthma. We've been on a path of helping ourselves because traditional medicine is of little help in our family. I don't typically write to a podcast, but I have never listened to anyone from North Carolina. Being from North Carolina also, I wanted to let you know I believe the content you put out is important. My husband and I are also advocates for choice in our state when it comes to foods, vitamins, and supplements. It's even more important as healthcare costs continue to rise and people are forced to look for other options when dealing with chronic illness. Thanks for taking the time to produce the Traditional Naturopath. And I really appreciate that email. That, you know, it's amazing how emails and encouragement can come at just the right time. And sometimes doing a podcast like this can seem to be a somewhat thankless task. I know from statistics, because I can get statistics on how many people are downloading and listening to the podcast, I know from that people are out there listening. And actually, I'm very pleased at how many people are listening to the Traditional Naturopath podcast. It's been amazing, particularly since we took an over 2-year hiatus in the podcast, that people have been able to rejoin us and listen to the podcast. Matter of fact, they were listening all along. They were just listening to the older episodes, so to speak. And so it has been a real blessing to get the kind of feedback that I have on the podcast. So I want to thank that listener. And all of you in North Carolina, you know, hello. I'm glad you're listening, but I'm also glad that people are listening literally all around the world. And I mean that. We have listeners in, I think it's like 112 different countries. It's amazing how many people are listening to our podcast. So let's get into the meat, so to speak, of the podcast this week. We're going to go to the Traditional Naturopath blog, and basically the Traditional Naturopath blog is an outlet for me to share some of the information that I find as I do some research and as I search the web and so forth, and it gives me an opportunity to just share with you some of the things that I'm finding. Now, the first thing we want to talk about is the benefits of coconut oil. Now, not too many people are aware that coconut oil is a supplemental nutritional food in and of itself. And really, one of the key factors to naturopathic approach in health and your lifestyle is to realize that foods affect your body in a medicinal or nutritional or helpful way, and different foods affect your body in different ways. And coconut oil is a very powerful benefit to your body. It is a saturated fat. However, unlike other saturated fats, it contains medium chain fatty acids, MCFAs. Other sources of saturated fat contain long chain fatty acids. Some of the benefits of consuming MCFAs include weight loss, we're all for that, decreased risk of heart disease, and lower LDL cholesterol levels. One outstanding benefit of consuming medium-chain fatty acids is increased metabolism and energy through immediate burning of fat. Long-chain fatty acids found in other sources of saturated fat store fat around the thighs, buttocks, and waist. And I know that a lot of people seem to have tremendous problems in that area of the waist, of fat storing there. And the reason is because of these long-chain fatty acids, as opposed to the medium-chain fatty acids. So that's one of the benefits of coconut oil, is it is a form of fat, but it's a healthy form of fat that doesn't lead to that storage of fat around the middle section. Now, part of the benefit to coconut oil, as I mentioned, is that it can be a benefit in terms of your heart, decreased risk of heart disease, and lower LDL cholesterol levels. Now, I will say this. There is a frenzy of concern over cholesterol these days. And I personally believe that it's very much overhyped. The whole issue of cholesterol is overblown by the allopathic medical community. They beat it into our heads that cholesterol must be lowered, lower and lower and lower, to the point that the only way to lower it as much as they want to is with pharmaceutical drugs. I am not for that. I think we need to achieve a reasonably low level of cholesterol, but do it through natural means, not through pharmaceuticals, because of the impact of the side effects and the issues that those pharmaceuticals can bring to the table. So, do it through natural means. And one of the best ways to do it is through foods that naturally lower cholesterol levels. And coconut oil is one of those beneficial means to lower LDL cholesterol. And that's a good thing, as long as you're not trying to achieve unreasonable numbers. And that's the key to that. It's just unreasonable, the levels that they want to lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is a normal product of the body. You don't want to completely eliminate it. And that's the way some people seem to approach cholesterol. If they've got any level of cholesterol, oh my goodness, they got to do something. No, you need to be reasonable and moderate in your approaches. All right, let's look at some of the other benefits that are associated with coconut oil. Now, saturated fat is a necessary component to a healthy body. A lot of people don't want to accept that, but it's true. It makes up about 50% of your cell membranes. So without saturated fat, those cell membranes are going to be depleted and weak. Calcium utilization by the bones requires the presence of saturated fat. Studies have found that saturated fat has the ability to lower lipoprotein, a substance that contributes to heart disease. Palmitic acid found in coconut oil has been proven to be good for the heart. And saturated fat helps protect the liver from toxins. Now, the liver is an area that a lot of people have issues with because we tax our liver with all of the junk and the preservatives and the additives and the chemicals that are in so many, what passes for foods these days, overly manufactured and overly designed foods. I won't get into this in great depth, but there are people who work in the food sciences at some of our universities right here in North Carolina that are developing foods, and I'll put that in quotes, that are totally unnatural, but they're developing them in these food science classes, and then that goes into the market, and then that goes into, unfortunately, a lot of people's bodies, and it's just not natural food. That's why I appreciate that email that we got where they said they were looking at whole foods, natural foods, foods without preservatives, much, much better for you. All right, some of the other areas I wanted to talk about here is this decreased risk of heart disease and lower LDL cholesterol levels that are a benefit of coconut oil. One outstanding benefit of consuming medium-chain fatty acids is increased metabolism and energy through the immediate burning of fat. In other words, it helps you burn fat in your body, extra fat, stored fat that stores typically around the thighs, buttocks, and waist. That fat can be burned more quickly through these medium-chain fatty acids, increasing your metabolism and your energy level to help burn that fat. Now, coconut oil has many other health applications. It can be used for detoxification, treatment for sore throats, colds, dandruff, fungal infections, and various skin conditions, digestive disorders, viruses, and even diabetes. It can also be used as a topical cream for cuts and scrapes. You can use it to remove makeup, you can use it as a lip balm, or even a hair conditioner. Now, there's several types of coconut oil available, but the best is organic, see, natural, raw, extra virgin coconut oil, which is unrefined, cold or expeller pressed, unbleached and unrefined, and not deodorized or hydrogenated. Once the oil has been refined, the chemical structure is changed, and it no longer has the same health benefits. Now, that's true of so many foods, and we've got to be aware of this. When you see a hydrogenated food, you see a processed food, it breaks down the benefits of that food will bring you if it were in its organic and natural state. So you have to be aware of that. Chemicals, I mean, think about it. Chemical content and structures can be changed by such things as heat, overprocessing. All of these things can drastically affect the benefits of various foods. So, natural is always better. All right, let's go to our next item here. Vitamin D supplementation can cut your flu risk by 50%. This is an article from Dr. Mercola. He has a very interesting website with tons of good information on it. And in this article that he has on his site, it says that vitamin D is a vitamin that can cut your flu risk by half, 50%, according to findings from a 2010 study that didn't get much widespread attention, particularly in the media. Vitamin D is a highly effective way to avoid flu. In fact, children taking low doses of vitamin D3 were shown to be 42% less likely to come down with the flu in this study. It was a randomized, double-blind, placebo-controlled study which included 430 children aged 6 to 15 who were followed between December of 2008 and March of 2009. Half of them were given 1,200 international units of vitamin D3 daily, while the other half received a placebo. Influenza strains were determined through lab testing of nose and throat swabs. 18 of the children taking vitamin D contracted influenza type A, compared to 31 children in the placebo group. Type B influenza rates were unaffected by vitamin D use, however, and the illness resulting from type B influenza strains is typically milder from type A. Now, considering the fact that the influenza was reduced by 42% at a dose of just 1,200 IUs a day, it's possible even better results might be obtained with higher dosages, depending on how deficient you were to begin with of vitamin D. And there's a lot of deficiency of vitamin D in the American diet. And you've heard me call it the standard American diet SAD before. It is a SAD diet. And unfortunately, not only are we not getting vitamin D very much in our foods because of the processing that we talked about earlier, but also the scare that has been put on people through the media against going out into the sun. Vitamin D is produced naturally in your body if you get out into sunlight. And I'm talking about without the sunscreen to block the rays of the sun, just a reasonable amount, again, moderation is the key, a reasonable amount of sunlight, particularly on your forehead, your face, your upper body, will help you produce your own vitamin D and increase those vitamin D levels. Don't be afraid of the sun. People were created to live in the sun. Just not lay out in it for hours and hours and hours on end until they get cooked and your skin begins to burn. That's totally unreasonable, and that goes back to moderation. But if you will go out and get 20 minutes of sunlight every day, at least 20 minutes every day, and particularly, as I said, forehead, face, upper body, it will be a tremendous health benefit to you. And people are just, they're staying out of the sun altogether, or they're just covering themselves with blocks to block sunlight completely, and they're not getting the benefits, they're not getting the vitamin D production in their system, and because of that, they are deficient. And I believe that the American public particularly is very deficient in vitamin D, and they are suffering health consequences because of that. All right, next item, barley grass extract. Now, I know that's an unusual supplement. Not too many people talk about barley grass extract, but it is a superfood, and it will help you in the area of diabetes and cholesterol. Again, we're talking about reasonable cholesterol levels, not drastically lowering them, but making them reasonable. Now, this is an article from Natural News. And barley grass, which has been a favorite among health enthusiasts, is usually consumed as a powder or a liquid, but it's also used to make barley malt. Barley grass is considered a superfood because of its incredibly dense nutritional profile. It contains a wide variety of vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and amino acids. Now, enzymes are very important. Enzymes are what is used in the food to digest the food properly. Now, you can see an enzyme at work by taking an apple, slicing it, and laying it out just in the open air, and you'll notice that apple, the flesh, so to speak, of that apple, will begin to darken and darken and darken. That darkening is the enzymes in the apple beginning to digest the apple itself. Now, a lot of people look at it and say, oh, well, it's rotting. No, it's digesting. And that digestive process begins based on the enzymes that are actually in the apple. So the takeaway from this for you is that you need those enzymes that are in foods, in naturally occurring in foods, to digest those foods properly. People that are having problems with digestion, people that are having problems with gassiness because of that lack of proper digestion, they're not getting the enzymes that should be in those foods naturally, but unfortunately have been cooked out of them, processed out of them, homogenated, that's a good word, hydrogenated is what I'm looking for. Make them up as I go along here. But at any rate, the processing that occurs in foods destroys these delicate enzymes, and the foods therefore don't have what's necessary to properly digest them. If you take a nice organically grown apple, you cut it open and eat it, the enzymes in that apple will help your body properly utilize the food value of that apple. And that's a key thing that you need to keep in mind. All right, let's go back to our barley grass extract. Barley grass also contains an abundance of chlorophyll, is rich in vitamin A, B, C, iron, and calcium. It contains high amounts of the electrolyte minerals potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus. Barley grass is rich in plant enzymes and antioxidants. Clinical studies involving the ingestion of barley grass powder show that it improves health in diabetic patients, and it's been proven to reduce cholesterol and can be used as a weight loss supplement. Now, type 2 diabetes is the most prevalent type of diabetes among adults. In a 2010 medical study, it was suggested that medicinal plants might have therapeutic effects on complex diseases such as diabetes. Barley grass powder was selected because of its reported benefits. Now, the experimental group of diabetics took 1.2 grams of barley grass capsules every day for 60 days. The control group took no supplementation. No other changes were made in their lifestyle. No other changes were made in their diet. They just added the barley grass extract for those that were in that part of the study. The others did nothing special. The patient's fasting blood sugar and lipid profiles were taken at the beginning and at the end of the study. Now, here's the results. The people supplementing with barley grass powder caused a significant fall in the fasting blood sugar level in the experimental group. Obviously, no change was noted in the control group. They didn't do anything differently. They didn't take anything differently. There was a 5.1% reduction in overall cholesterol levels after 2 months. Now, the researchers noted the risk of coronary heart disease was significantly reduced in the diabetics that took the barley grass supplements. Now, in another clinical study involving men with high LDL and total blood cholesterol levels, taking 15 grams of barley grass extract daily significantly lowered their cholesterol levels. In addition, HDL, which is commonly referred to as good cholesterol, was increased by taking the barley grass extract. Now, barley grass extract also scavenges free radicals. Scientists think it's due to the exchange of hydrogen ions, which makes the free radicals weaker. Laboratory studies using the blood and spinal fluid of rheumatoid arthritis patients noted that barley grass extract does exhibit antioxidant properties. So, it's an antioxidant. It helps you with weight control. It helps you control your blood sugar in diabetes and Syndrome X. And I want to mention Syndrome X again, because Syndrome X is a broad term that we use to describe pre-diabetic conditions, people who have issues with blood sugar, but not to the level that they're considered fully diabetic, but they still have, you might say, a weakness in that area. Those people are particularly benefited by changes in lifestyle and changes in eating habits. Those folks, Syndrome X prone individuals, particularly need to look at things like the barley grass extract and supplementation of other natural foods that would help them control their blood sugar before it gets to the stage of being diabetic. And that's a very, very important aspect of this natural supplementation. You need to be aware that you don't have to rely on man-produced chemicals, pharmaceuticals, you know, all these things that people are prescribed by allopathic doctors. Again, nothing against allopathic doctors or allopathic medicine. They're doing the best they can with what they know, but they very often don't factor in the benefits of proper diet, healthy consumption of reasonable supplementation, particularly if you're not getting the benefits that you should from foods. And one way you can do that is natural whole foods, raw foods particularly. There's just nothing like, I was talking about that organic apple earlier, there's nothing like taking a good big bite out of that natural apple and having the benefits of the food, the benefits of the enzymes help you stay healthy as you are intended to be. Because I believe all of us were designed by our Creator to live healthy, full lives. And unfortunately, we've gotten in there as humans and messed things up because we want to make these, I call them Frankenfoods, that are overly processed, overly designed, and I'll put that in quotes, and really are causing problems for ourselves based on these designed foods, Frankenfoods. All right, well, we're out of time. We're going to have to go for this week. I trust you enjoyed the podcast. Join us again next time. Remember what I always tell you, and that is you are the person most responsible for your personal health.